And obviously on offense, you got to get there. So overall, you know, I like our team. We can skate. So going into that, I think sometimes, you know, if you don't have as good a skating team, you're worried about that extra space. But with our team, the way we move and the way we're built and the way we skate, you know, it's not a problem. I think it's an advantage. And our defensemen are very mobile, and you see they're all trying to jump up in the play, maybe too much. But anyway, I thought we had a good game. We were ready to go, and you know, we've been inserting some other guys in. So that was a nice thing. You're starting to see more of the freshmen. Obviously, Beretta played and Gary on Friday night, and we made some changes on Saturday. We got Gavin Gould in the game and Mason Blacklock in the game. So it's good. We're starting to use some of our depth.
I thought Mason and Gavin both played pretty well. Then you mentioned before the game on Saturday that Gavin will thrive on this ice surface, and he really did. He moves around pretty good out there.
Yeah, he does, and you know, he's a smaller in stature, but you know, it doesn't affect him. Like he gets thrown out of the game for knocking out but checking a 6'4", 200-some-pound guy. He's given about 50 pounds, and this guy goes down like a, you know, sack of potatoes or whatever. But you know, you got to be careful. He sort of gets him from the side, and when you see it on the TV version, it's not as bad as it. But you know what? The way the game was going, they had to call that. But no, Gavin made some good plays. A couple, I remember one on a power play breakout. I mean, he made a play that we haven't made this year. The guys on our team haven't been able to make. He's got skill. He's got great vision. He's got good offensive instincts. You know, picks up his first point in the game, which was great. And that really hurt us because we had, going in the third period, we lost Gavin, and then we also lost Brent Baltus to a minor injury. So they just wanted to hold him out. So now we got a short bench. And I think it showed a little bit in the third period. You know, you get a little wore down. Second night, you're on the road, and now your bench is shorter. And all the penalties we had to kill and all the power plays. So we had some guys, you know, play 1 minute in the second period. We were shorthanded for 11 minutes in the second period. 11 minutes, which is crazy. And we've got to do something about that. We took the first three penalties, I think, to start the second period. You know, just which... anyway, and then we get a 5 minute. So there's 11 minutes right there you're killing.
All right, so but will you score on the shorthanded situation?
Thank goodness.
Dylan Stamen with a great individual effort.
The defenseman stolen away, and here's a foot race for Stamen trying to catch up to the loose puck. He protects, brings it in, shoots, and he scores!
Just a great individual effort there. I'm not sure why there was not a penalty called on that play, but he was able to hold off the guy that was draped around him, and he went off the post and in.
Well, it all started. He made a great play. So, you know, that we had the first power play in the game, and we did some good things, but right away we had to kill two in a row. And Dylan did a real nice job, and I thought it was important to get the lead again on the road, just not to let that crowd get into it, Dirk. And if you can keep a team off the scoreboard, you know, it's hard for the fans to get into it. There's not a lot to cheer about, so you know that they just don't get that spark. And Dylan did a real nice job with a stick. He got a stick in the passing lane, knocked the puck down, and then he got in a foot race, and he showed his speed off, and he showed his strength too, because that guy was draped around him. Anytime you take one hand out of your stick and you're wrapping around, and you know, somehow Dylan got it to go in, and that was a huge goal.
1-0 Michigan Tech, an unassisted shorty for Dylan Stamen. We go on the power play, Coach, and we actually get a 5-on-3, and I thought we worked the puck around perfectly on this, and Tyler Hannerton gets a big goal to make it a 2-0 lead.
Ranky will hold it in. Here comes Ranky. Down low for Smith. Tries to pound it home. Rebound! Scores!
Wow.
Not sure who put it in. Hannerton was down there. Gould was down there. It might have been Tyler, and the Huskies take a 2-0 lead.
Big goal for Tyler Hannerton right there as he pounded that one home.
Well, he did, and we moved the puck around real well. And you can see how Mitch Rinke up top on that power play really likes to have that puck and control things and makes good reads. And I thought a few times he might have been able to take a shot, but he makes a real nice play. And then Alex Smith just tries to jam it in the net, and the rebound comes right out to Tyler. And it's good to get Tyler on the board. You know, I mean, he's playing hard. But he likes to score goals. For him to get that goal, I think that was, you know, it's going to be good for his confidence and just good for a psyche overall. And for our team, it's important to get that next one and get a little separation in the game and take advantage of the power play.
Yeah, we did. We score there in the 5-on-3. Alex Smith and Mitch Reinke get the assists on Tyler's second goal of the season. Then Brent Baltus with just a perfect shot from an impossible angle.
Another one would be really nice here for the Huskies on the power play. Marcotte weaves his way in for Baltus. Baltus shoots. Scores!
Wow.
Well, you can hear how loud Mitch's Misfits and the rest of the Huskies fans are in there at the Barry Event Center. But Brent Baltus, I know he's really been struggling to get that puck to go in the net. That was huge and a real nice goal.
It was, and real happy for Brent. And we talked about that earlier in the day, how, you know, we got to get guys like L'Esperance and Heinonen and Baltus and Lucchini and Jackson, some of these guys to, you know, Stamen to start producing a little bit more offensively without giving up any of their defensive responsibilities. And it was a good individual effort. I thought Marcotte did a real good job. We didn't change our power play breakout, but we emphasized speed coming up in the zone. I thought the night before we sort of dragged up the ice, and in this game we used our speed and used the width of the rink, and Marcotte did a real good job of drawing people towards him, then dishing the puck wide to Baltus, who had speed coming up the side, and he took a real good shot. I thought he was out a little further when he shot it, but when you watch it back and see how deep he is, it's amazing that he actually was able to get it in. But I think the goalie was, again, we had people driving the net, and he's a little concerned about the pass across, so he's got to cheat. He's got to cheat a little bit on the pass, and then it goes down just enough so Baltus can get. But you know, it's a perfect shot. So a big goal, and good to see our power play, not only our breakout but end zone play, improve on the night.
You could see the overhead. They showed the overhead of the goal, and it just went underneath that crossbar there, and actually bounced off of Tovlin and went in again. So either way, it was going to count as a goal, but just a tremendous shot. And Angus Redmond gets an assist on the goal.
Well, he does, and that's just because he stopped the puck behind the net and set it up for Mark, and then Mark does a good job. You know, he just carried it the length of the ice, but the important thing is he carried it with speed and drew people towards him, and then just dished it wide to Brent Baltus, who is also coming up alongside him, and he had a speed up too, and I think that's what really helped the whole situation and scoring the goal and driving their defense deep.
Huskies score 3 goals in the first period on 10 shots, and all of them on special teams, a shorthanded and 2 power play goals. 10-7 were the shots in the first period in favor of Michigan Tech. We go to the second period, and the Huskies go on the power play again. It's Mitch Reinke getting his very first goal as a Husky.
Dominic Schein's going to get on the ice, and he'll try to steal it away from Hanna, but not going to do it. Here's a shot. Scores! From the 4 points, it is put in by Reinke, and they're picking up that puck. There it is, his first career goal. Mitch Reinke, number 5, and it seems like a long time coming because he's had so many great opportunities, and he's played almost every game, but he's still a freshman in his first 10 games of the year.
Well, he seemed pretty happy to get that goal, and you mentioned after the game, Coach, how important it was for him not waste any time to get that shot off.
Well, and that's probably the key, is why he scores the goal. If you stop that puck or hold it or fool around with it, the goalie gets a chance to get over. But the pass, and one thing you notice anytime you have a one-time shot, a lot depends sometimes on the pass, how far it comes. So if it's if you pass from the middle of the ice over to the right, you know, the goalie only has to move a certain amount of space. But if you move it from dot to dot, now you got to move from one side of the net all the way to the other, and that's what happened on this goal. And Mitch, just well placed shot. It wasn't maybe the hardest shot, but it's the accuracy and how quickly he gets it away. And we had some traffic in front of the net, and that was a big goal. We were on a short 5-on-3, and their player just doesn't quite get into the zone to prevent anything. And again, an important goal. We had to kill off 3 penalties in a row to start the second period, so that was a huge goal for us. And just adds to that cushion. And even at that point, I still didn't feel real comfortable. You should, right, Derek? You should, with a 4-goal lead, feel really good. But it's almost like it happened too quick, and you still got half a game left,
right?
And so anyway, it was an important goal for us to get that.
They have it listed as a 5-on-3 power play on the stat sheet, but you can hear in the call that Schein had just gotten out of the
box. And you can see it on the tape. Schein does.
He's trying to catch up to
Hand. He's trying to catch up to Hand, and he just moves it over to Reinke, and the shot's taken.
So it's 5-on-4.
Right, exactly. Well, even the time of the goal, it's 12:14, and you see on the penalty, 10:09. So 10:09 would have came out at 12:09, and we scored the goal at 12-14. That's my math.
Shane Hanna and Gavin Gould get the assists, and that made it 4-0 Michigan Tech. We're still in the second period, and we're shorthanded as Mike Neville, with a tremendous individual effort again, to get the second shorthanded goal of the game.
But the Huskies will bring it up now, and here's a chance shorthanded. Burks, headband pass for Neville. Neville trying to get in, makes a move, score!